At the moment, we're standing in the reserve, and normally all of the giraffes are out in the reserve running about, but this morning, thankfully, they're in their yard, so we get a close-up view of them. 13 of them are in front of us. Unfortunately, baby's being a bit shy this morning.
Yep, no, Mum's probably got her tucked up in bed, so she was probably fast asleep.
She's not out here at the moment, and we say she. You didn't know what sex she was going to be last week, but now you can actually reveal it's a little girl.
Yep, it's a female calf that we've had, so all is good.
Is it true that giraffes have quite a dramatic entry into the world? They come into the world with a bit of a bang.
A lot of people think they've got quite a big drop, but if you imagine, once the front legs and the shoulders are out, there's not actually that far a drop to go. So although it can look quite dramatic, there's already a lot of the giraffe calf out, so it's just that final little drop there. So it's not too bad, not as bad as it looks.
So she was born last Wednesday night. How's she getting along? Is she still a little bit clumsy?
Yeah, she charges around the yard. She's been out in the reserve for a couple of days and met Dad, and all's gone well. She's charging around and doing everything she should be at this age, full of energy and giving Mum the run around.
The safari park's completely different to a zoo environment, whereas you'd have a giraffe in a pen, enclosed. These guys are free to roam around. Do you get quite worried when you've got a small calf that's not even a week old and it's walking around the reserve?
Mum's really, really protective, so we don't really have to worry too much about the calf because Mum's always got a close tab on it, and she's keeping an eye on the others that are associating with the calf, and if she thinks there's too much going on, she'll pull it away and let it calm down and sit in a corner or stuff like that. So no, she's got a close tab on it. She won't let it go too far without her knowing where it is.
She doesn't actually have a name yet.
No, I mean, our rule here is we won't name until a calf or any of our babies are kind of at least a week old. Obviously, we want to make sure that everything's okay before we name.
She will be called something beginning with M. What's the reason for that?
Basically, since the year 2000, Wome Safari Park decided that babies born within, starting from the year 2000, everything would be named with an A, and then 2001 B, and we'd go through the alphabet. It's an easy way for us to remember babies born here, their ages, without having to look back at data.
They're being quite quiet at the moment, walking around the paddock, munching on grass. They're looking at us. They're quite interested in us. This is the whole herd. What noises do they make?
Generally, they're quite quiet, but I mean, they can grunt and have a growl at each other when they want. You know, if some of the others get a bit close to Mum, she'll give them a bit of a growl and tell them to do one and to get away from baby. You'll be surprised how loud they can be when they want to be.
And what about the baby? Does she make any squealing noises?
She's pretty quiet at the moment. Normally, if you're quiet, you can hear her suckling from Mum. She can be quite noisy doing that, but as of yet, no, she's pretty quiet.
I've always said if you're patient and you wait, you will get the results that you want. Well, we've been waiting here for quite a while, and pushed out of the yard pen is the baby. She's just come out and she's absolutely tiny. She's all legs.
They look quite gangly when after the first couple of weeks, especially when they're charging around. They, like you say, they are just all legs.
And it seemed as if a lot of the elders went into the yard and they were trying to push her out.
They're still showing a lot of interest in her, obviously. They're quite a protective herd, so they're all looking out for the little calf and having a nosy and checking that she's all right as well.
She may only be a week old, but she's 6 foot tall so far. How big is she going to get?
They can generally get up to about, anything between 16 to 19 foot tall, so she's got a little way to go yet.